This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When Representative Jamie Herrera Butler was told 2 months ago that her baby would likely die shortly after birth, why did some abortion advocates say she was foolish to refuse abortion just because mom was pro-life? After her mother underwent simple but groundbreaking treatment at Johns Hopkins University, Abigail Rose Butler was born crying at 28 weeks gestation and may be the first baby with bilateral renal agenesis to breathe sustainably on her own. Though she faces hurdles with poorly developed kidneys, the good news is she is stable. When Obamacare was first unveiled, Sarah Palin was castigated for proclaiming it included health care rationing death panels. She and other pro-life advocates like her are tasting a bit of vindication as Democrat stalwart Howard Dean is now attacking the Independent Payment Advisory Board as just that. In a Wall Street Journal opinion piece, he says the board is destined to fail and wants its provision repealed. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, a panel within the Third Circuit Court of Appeals is compelling a Mennonite-owned company to comply with the HHS pregnancy interdiction mandate. And three former Planned Parenthood employees will testify before a bipartisan Senate hearing in Delaware to expose what they say were meat market assembly line abortions. This has been Life News Radio.